This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Alice from Upton.
Hiya.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, and she is over in that soundproof studio. Alice, are you ready?
I am.
33 years ago today, in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. Who does Chevy Chase play in the National Lampoon Vacation movies?
I've never actually seen that one. I have absolutely no idea.
Question number two. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac died yesterday at 79 years old. After a short illness, Stevie Nicks called her my best friend in the whole world since that first day in 1975. What is the name of Fleetwood Mac's album that has the songs Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Don't Stop, and You Make Loving Fun?
I am off to a terrible start. I have no idea.
People magazines announced their People of the Year based on work they've done in 2022. They are Matthew McConaughey, Abbott Elementary creator Quinta Brunson, Jennifer Hudson, and Mila Kunis. McConaughey released a memoir back in 2020 that was on the New York Times bestseller list and has sold over 3 million copies. Do you know the name of his book?
Oh, my God, this is so much harder on the radio than it is just listening in the car.
You know, that's
no idea.
What we hear.
Question number four. 21 Pilots singer Tyler Joseph turning 34 today. 21 Pilots has had two different songs reach number two on the Hot 100 chart. Can you name one of them?
Stressed Out.
And question number five. Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things is a freshman at the University of Pennsylvania, and a video is going viral of a guy stopping him on campus and asking him five questions for $50. And he acts like he's a regular kid and doesn't even admit that he's famous. What game show do the kids play that is a prevailing theme throughout that show?
What game, not a game show.
Or what game, excuse me.
Oh, my God. My husband watches this, and I've never watched it with him. This is embarrassing. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Alice, what are you up to today?
I'm on my way to work.
Nice. What do you do for a living?
I'm a high school ESL teacher.
See, these are the important things in life, not these
yes.
Ridiculous trivia questions. Kennedy, Alice from Upton got 1 out of 5.
Ouch.
One of these days, Alice.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
33 years ago today, in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. Who does Chevy Chase play in the movies?
Clark Griswold.
Clark Griswold is correct. 1-0.
Sure.
Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac died yesterday at the age of 79. Kennedy, what is the name of Fleetwood Mac's album that has the songs Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Don't Stop, and You Make Loving Fun?
Rumors.
It is Rumors. 2-0. People magazine announced their People of the Year based on the work they've done in 2022, and Matthew McConaughey has made that list. Can you name his memoir that he released back in 2020 that was on the New York Times bestseller and sold over 3 million copies?
Greenlight?
Look at you. That is correct. 3-0.
Wow.
Question number four. 21 Pilots singer Tyler Joseph, 34 today. They've had two different songs reach number two on the Hot 100 chart. Can you name one of them?
My name's Blurry Mouth and I care what you think.
Yep, that's the one.
I don't know what that's called, though.
Stressed Out and also Heathens.
Oh, right.
3-1 question number five. Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things is a freshman at the University of Pennsylvania. There's a video going viral of a guy stopping him on campus and asking him five questions for $50. What game do the kids play that is a prevailing theme throughout Stranger Things?
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons.
It is D&D. Look at you.
Woo!
Is that you applauding, Alice? Is that what you were doing?
Yes, it is.
It's all you can do.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry, Alice. Yep. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Alice from Upton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Please welcome Amy to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, everybody.
Amy from Braintree. Will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board right now, 4,758 wins for Kennedy, only 353 losses. How do you think the Prince of Wales would do, Amy, playing Kennedy at pop culture trivia?
Oh, I'd say he has it. He could do it. Oh,
he would get annihilated.
He would get smoked.
You have to have him on and find out.
What does that guy know about Taylor Swift?
I mean, it would be worse than the Boston Tea Party is what it would be. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. Comedian Sarah Silverman turning 52 today. Which popular late night TV show host did she date for 7 years?
I think that's Jimmy Kimmel.
A list of surprising jobs celebrities had before they were famous include Whoopi Goldberg as a morgue beautician, Christopher Walken as a lion tamer trainee, and Simu Liu as a kid's birthday party Spider-Man. Simu Liu actually ended up portraying a Marvel superhero on the big screen. Who does he play?
Oh my goodness, it's something with like the 10 rings.
Yes, that is correct. All right, question number three. Spotify's 2022 Wrapped is out, and Harry Styles, as it was the most streamed song in the country and globally. Harry's latest album was the second most streamed album of the year, right behind Bad Bunny. What is the name of that album?
No idea.
Question number four. Random fact time. There was a real Dr. Pepper. A pharmacist named Charles Alderton created the soda, and his boss named it after Dr. Charles T. Pepper, who he worked with early in his career. Which American Idol runner-up is currently the mascot for Diet Dr. Pepper, known as Lil Sweet?
Oh my, I have no idea. These are hard today.
It's the sweet one.
Question number five. CMT did a roundup of 20 newer Christmas songs to add to your holiday playlist this month. They include Holiday Party by Dan and Shay, Mr. Christmas by Brett Eldridge, and Santa Claus Was My Uber Driver by Lee Bryce. I haven't heard that one yet. What is Dan's last name? Excuse me. What is Dan's last name or Shay's last name?
Wow, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, did you do these questions or was this intern Samantha?
Let's see. Three of them are mine, two of them are hers. It's a mishmash.
Yeah, I didn't think they were that hard. Kennedy, welcome back.
Maybe I didn't have my coffee yet.
Amy got 1 out of 5.
Suit!
She also says you would lose to the Prince of Wales.
Perhaps.
He would have melded this game.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Comedian Sarah Silverman turns 52 today. Which popular late-night host did she date for 7 years?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Tied to one. A list of surprising jobs celebrity had before they were famous includes Simu Liu as a kid's birthday party Spider-Man. And he actually ended up portraying a Marvel superhero on the big screen. Who does he play?
Shang-Chi.
2-1. Spotify's 2022 Wrapped is out, and Harry Styles' As It was the most streamed song in the country and globally, and his latest album was the second most streamed album of the year. Name that album. Ooh. Hurts my heart.
Was it Harry's House?
Harry's House it is. That's my girl. 3-1, question number 4. Random fact time. There was a real Dr. Pepper. A pharmacist named Charles Alderton, created the soda, and his boss named it after Dr. Charles T. Pepper, who he'd worked with earlier in his career. Which American Idol runner-up is currently the mascot for Diet Dr. Pepper, known as Little Sweet?
Justin Guarini.
You're not going to sing a little bit of it?
I don't know anything. It was the part he was made to play, in my opinion. It's so great.
It's a nice little career revitalization for
him. I agree.
4-1, question number 5. CMT did a roundup of 20 newer Christmas songs, Kennedy, that you can add to your playlist. They include Holiday Party by Dan and Shay, Mr. Christmas by Brett Eldridge, and Santa Claus Was My Uber Driver by Lee Bryce. Huh. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it sounds like an instant classic.
Can you give me the last name of either Dan or Shay, please?
Nope.
Okay. Dan Smyers or Shay Mooney.
There you go.
4-1 is the final score, Kennedy. Nice work.
Thank you.
Nice work indeed. Amy?
Yep.
How you doing?
Yep.
It's okay.
Yeah, you did great, kid. You did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Amy from Braintree, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Please welcome in Holly from Derry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Holly. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. What are you up to today?
Well, I just dropped my youngest off at preschool, and my oldest is already at school. So I'm just have about an hour and 45 minutes to myself until I have to get my youngest.
Good for you. I'm glad we could share it with you.
A whole 2 hours all to yourself. What are you going to do? Party, drink wine? What do we got going on?
Sit in the car and be quiet.
Yeah, right? All right,
kick
Kennedy out of the studio, please, Holly.
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Queen. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. You tie, you lose. And Kennedy is gone now into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Zoe Kravitz, 34 years old today. She was on the Hulu show High Fidelity and in Fantastic Beasts, the movies. She has a famous singer of a dad. What is his name?
Lenny Kravitz.
Question number 2. TV legend Al Roker was rushed by ambulance back to the hospital just a day after he came home from an initial hospital stay caused by blood clot issues. Due to his hospitalization, he could miss the Macy's, or because of his hospitalization, he couldn't host the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for the first time in 27 years. Which morning show is Al Roker a part of?
The Today Show.
Courtney Cox posted a video on Instagram in which she is photobombing fans taking pictures on the friend's couch. She captioned the post, "Don't you hate a photobomber? Hashtag friends." Courtney played Monica on Friends. What was Monica's occupation?
She was a chef.
Fallout Boy seemed to hint that they're releasing their 8th album. There is a mysterious ad in the Chicago Tribune, which is one of the band's hometown newspapers, that says FOB8 with the phrase, "If you build it, they will come." Name any one of the members of Fall Out Boy.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Yep.
That's the question.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, Pete Wentz.
There it is. Question number 5. Longtime friends Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore recently reunited on air. The Charlie's Angels stars gathered on the Drew Barrymore show to discuss Diaz's wine company, Aveline Wines. Which 2014 movie did Diaz star in alongside Leslie Mann and Kate Upton, in which they join forces to get revenge on a man?
Oh, I saw this.
That's a tough one.
Crazy Ex-Girl. Who were the people? Leslie Mann and who else?
Let's see. Leslie Mann, Kate Upton.
Oh, I know it.
So tell me.
The other women. The other woman.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Did we give it to her, Dan?
That felt like a long time.
It was a long time, but she got there.
Me.
She got. She's not Googling. Holly's not Googling. She ain't got time for Google. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Holly got 5 out of 5.
Holly, way to go.
Yeah, it was really, really
good. Oh, my God.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
You bet.
Zoe Kravitz, 34 years old today. She was on the Hulu show High Fidelity and in Fantastic Beasts, the movies. She has a famous singer of a dad. Who is he?
Lenny Kravitz.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. Do you know why, Kennedy?
It adds to the suspense, Carson.
How did you know I was going to say that?
I don't know.
TV legend Al Roker was rushed by ambulance back to the hospital just a day after he came home from an initial hospital stay caused by blood clot issues. In fact, he had to miss the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for the first time in 27 years. Which morning show is Al Roker a part of?
The Today Show.
Courtney Cox posted a video on Instagram in which she's photobombing fans taking pictures on the Friends couch. Courtney played Monica in Friends. What was Monica's occupation?
She was a chef.
Fall Out Boy seemed to hint that they are releasing their 8th album. Can you name one of the members of Fall Out Boy?
Pete Wentz.
Question number 5. Longtime friends Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore recently reunited on air. The Charlie's Angels stars gathered on the Drew Barrymore show to discuss Diaz's wine company, Aveline Wines. Which 2014 movie did Diaz star in alongside Leslie Mann and Kate Upton, in which they joined forces to get revenge on a man?
It's called The Other Woman.
Is it?
All right. Question number 1, you said Lenny Kravitz. That is correct. Question number 2, you said The Today Show. That is right. Question number 3, a chef. That's correct. Question number 4, you said Pete Wentz. Also, poor guys in the other poor guys in the band, Patrick Stump, Joe Troman, and Andy Hurley.
How is it the bass player is the only one people know? That's
got to
be
Lars
a rarity.
I from Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for James Hetfield there too.
Is. Well, Pete Wentz was always deemed like the famous, woman. So I think that's why. And also photos of his junk leaked out.
That was
remember?
So many years later.
I'm just saying, though. That's why he became
If I was Patrick Stump, I'd be like,
Maybe I need to do one of those photos. That leaks.
Is.
The last one you
that
said
is not
what?
Why
Kennedy?
I knew him.
The other woman?
That
oh
was correct. Ladies, nice job. 5-5 is the final score, and whenever there is a tie, just because I know our boss Sal is going to be upset, we give you the $100.
It's not.
Oh,
our money.
Thank you.
Yes, you're getting the money.
Wow, I'll take it.
Yeah, begrudgingly, Sal's going to hand it over. So you win yourself $100. We appreciate your listing. Unfortunately, though, you don't get to win. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Oh, I know. I'm Holly from Derry, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Nah, but you can tire.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.